Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Down's ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. You already know what it is. It's Father's Day, and I'm here with two fatherless motherfuckers. Oh, well, Chris is a stepdaddy.
I know what
Yeah, I got a daddy.
I mean, not fatherless. You niggas ain't got no kids.
Yeah.
It came out your balls. That's what I mean. Oh, I meant to say churchless motherfucker.
Yeah. I know, you just killed our dads
for no reason.
Look, you know how I fucked up. I said a white man ain't got no dad.
I know, Dion, your passport took a minute, but I have it.
We'll be right back after the music. Stay tuned. My ass on here with a little bit of ass. I don't know what.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. It's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, great.
Lots of good feedback last week on you, Miss Bing. People felt sorry for you.
I'm so mad at you, Pat, for telling people I had extra tickets, nigga. I done heard more fucking sob stories about. She was joking, y'all. God damn.
It was so clearly she put us on that as a joke. And I only got one person that asked me, but.
Oh, wow. I
got like five people telling me the worst stories of all time. And I'm just like, sorry, I ain't got nothing to do with it.
I wish I had, I don't have the money to have 1,000 people anywhere. But it's been interesting. I woke up to, I can't even think of this chick name. She left me like five video messages. How dare you invite my friends? I turned them bitches on to you and they got it. And I said, girl, it's 2 o'clock. I'm going to take your ass to sleep. What the fuck is wrong with you? Take your ass to sleep. I hear fucking with me this time of morning.
But, you brought all her friends and didn't get her invite.
I don't
money.
You know what? It's not about how long you've been a Patreon. It did go out to the Patreon people first, but it's mostly just pulling everybody together from different states. We try to pick so many people from different states, and we pick those people first out of the Patreon, and we want a good mixture of everybody.
Yeah.
So you know. And there's still a few extra seats out there that I'm periodically giving out up until, you know, I'm up at night just looking through my shit, giving out, you know, telling Jazz who to invite. But ooh.
So if you have a really sad story, her email is Ms. Pat.
Yeah, send it to her.
No, please don't. But I will tell y'all this. I was able to get transportation. So if you're going to be drinking, and especially women, period. I mean, if you're not familiar with Atlanta, I will have somebody to pick you up from the hotel, no charge, and a Sprinter, and drop you back off. And that service is there for the whole night.
Nice.
It's there for the whole night. Perfect. You don't have to drive if you drink, or you don't have to, because if you don't know Atlanta, I don't want anything to happen to anybody. So I have a service that'll pick you up and that'll drop you off.
This is not a license to get sloppy, though.
No.
Do not be a fucking idiot.
Yeah, and I'm also trying.
We will kick you out, and we will let Monica take your ticket. And
I will say this because I had some trouble. If you cannot go, Miss Jenny, and nobody knows who she is, but she assigned every ticket to a person. So if you show up and your ID don't match your ticket, you will not get in. So if you cannot make it, please just hit me in my inbox or just politely send the ticket back so I can reassign the ticket. You cannot give your friend the ticket. Your friend would not get in.
Say that one more time. Say that one more time so they hear it loud and clear.
If you cannot make it, you cannot give your friend the ticket or another crack baby the ticket. You have to send me the ticket back. And you can suggest I give it to that person. But that ticket has to be reassigned to that person. I'm telling you now, I've hired security. I've hired somebody to check y'all in with ID. So I'm telling you now. And also, I just booked the comedy club. We're going to have a podcast at 2:30. You have to buy tickets for that, y'all. You buy tickets for that. It's a live podcast and maybe a little comedy at the end. But it'll be me, Chris, and Dion. That's the only thing you really have to pay for other than your hotel. And I'm still working on some hotels now. But as far as the party is free, everything you want to eat and drink is free, and your transportation to and from. Now, some of y'all might want to get there a little early. I think I only booked like two of her cars or Sprinters or whatever. It holds about 15 people. You know, I'm trying to designate everybody at the same hotel so they can, you know, come and go as they please. But I just want you guys to know, please do not give away your tickets if you cannot make it. Just hit me in my inbox and send them back to the P.O. box where they came back from.
Miss Jenny's turning into the Secret Service. She's got retina scans for the next party. Get ready.
Oh, she don't be fucking around because she's going to be checking in everybody. And there's going to be a system to your last night.
Wow.
We're going to get you in, get you seated, and we're going to have a good time.
That's impressive.
You hear that, people? I cannot fucking help you.
We don't even know where it's at.
I haven't even gotten my invitation. Me either.
And I was like,
I just haven't gotten it. It doesn't mean it's not been sent, but
it's probably on the way. It's on the way.
I know that they asked for my address, though.
It's 7 days. I usually get mail from Atlanta for 7 days.
Okay.
Oh, everybody has to have a ticket. I even gave Dion and Chris a ticket. I even gave Quisha a ticket. I even gave my kids a ticket. Anybody that attended need to have a ticket.
And no, you can't have my ticket.
Yeah.
What are Dion and I supposed to do during the party?
Mingle, dance, have a good time.
All right, I can do two out of the three. I will mingle and dance.
You're not going to have a good time?
No.
Well, excuse the fuck out of me. I'm so sorry you're not going to do both.
I'm glad you're going to have security because McDuffin's going to need it when I get my hands on that motherfucker. No. I'm going to choke the shit out of that nigga.
You sent an invite to McDuffin, right?
I think we did, yeah. Right, okay. Hey, Jasmine, did we send McDuffin an invitation? We sure did.
You didn't worry about sending him a plus one, did you?
Yes, I did. Why?
Oh, well, because it's useless.
Yeah, he's a lonely ass nigga. He make memes all day.
Single as fuck. I'm almost disappointed to meet him because I don't know anything about him. I don't know what he looks like. I don't know where he lives. I don't know what he does for a living. So it's like all the mystique will be gone. For years, this dude's been making fun of us, and I have no idea about him at all.
And nobody knows what he looked like. I'm trying to find this thing I'm trying to tell y'all about. I saw the funniest shit today on Instagram. Let me see if I can find it.
Did you see Joe Biden fall over?
Oh, my God. My poor president fell on the ground.
He's your president? You're claiming him? You're the first person I've heard claim him.
He's all about president. Trump was our president. I mean, you don't like who's in office, but they're still your fucking president. God don't bless everybody in the same way, but he's still your God.
That's true. All right.
Okay. So I seen this thing in here today. It says, the CDC say sexual active patient with monkeypox should consider having sex with their clothes on.
Nigga, what?
What? So if you have monkeypox, have sex with your clothes on.
Don't fuck a bitch naked, because you could probably put some monkeypox on.
What bitches let you just pull your dick through the hole?
What that zipper catch a bitch arm hair? Yeah.
Her arm hair.
Thigh hair. God.
Baby, I made these sweats especially for monkeypox.
Just make sure you don't fuck her in a Taurus, or else you're gonna end up having problems.
First of all, who fucking a nigga with monkeypox? Who out here giving pussy to monkeypox? That's what I want to know. He got monkeypox. You don't think I see them big ass no burn marks, blisters on you, nigga? You and this motherfucker swollen like a chicken wing from American Deli. Like, ain't fucking you.
OnlyFans is cratering. These people will do anything to get their name out there. Oh, I'll sell my bathwater. I'll funk you with monkeypox. So monkeypox spreads through direct contact with bodily fluids or sores on the body of someone who has monkeypox.
So you know, this nigga so busting on you all kind of ways.
Or
direct just don't come at me, you got monkeypox.
Or direct contact with materials that have touched the body, fluids, or sores, such as clothing or linen. This is the CDC is failing us once again. Fire Falcon.
I would say this. Don't fuck a nigga who got on linen. Because, ooh, you can get that shit. A nigga in a linen suit will set you on fire. You know how thin linen is. One pump, and bitch, you got monkey pop, you pregnant, and you got an STD.
If you get monkeypox through sex, isn't that an STD?
Is it monkeypox? Is it through sexual contact?
It's just any fluid. So, I mean, you don't have to, you know, somebody.
So, wait a minute.
If you're at a strip club and a squirter hits you, then, you know, is that sexually transmitted?
If it came from a pussy, yeah.
But you weren't having sex with her. See, these are the ethical questions we debate here on the
Nigga, when I saw that, all I could think about was old nigga with gator shoes on. I was lighting the bitches up. Look, why my motherfucking wig so far back? I'm trying to put me forward all day.
Who done pushed your wig back this way?
It's like my forehead grew up tonight. Oh, this motherfucker too little one. I don't know what the fuck wrong with this third grade wig. I don't know. Maybe I'm just paranoid. But anyway, I could not believe that a nigga with thin clothing can give you monkey pops.
Or the cum.
No, I was going to say, if you fuck him, you might as well fuck him naked.
Right. You're going to get one last good fucking and take the clothes off.
You know, because this is what monkeypox look like, right? But you can easily say that you was frying chicken and the grease got on your hand.
Show that one more time. Let me see.
You can easily say you was frying chicken and the grease got on your hand. Virtue. So you telling me all these good chicken cooks, we gonna think they got monkey pops now? What if a nigga work at KFC and got popped by the grease?
Well, if he's fully clothed.
Ooh, goddamn. God
damn.
Oh, that about to make me throw up. No, there ain't no motherfucking chicken grease. Ooh, nigga.
Yeah, keep your clothes on. This nigga look like a Nestle Crunch bar.
Somebody walks up looking like that. You're not
Hey, if you still giving pussy to a nigga who would.
Oh, look at that baby's face. Do that kill you?
I think so.
God damn.
Yikes.
Oh, where the fuck did this shit come from?
Him?
Here's who did it.
They always bring
him. I seen him on Outbreak.
Right?
Man, they blame everything on the monkey. The monkey ain't never
that nigga got it right there.
He doesn't even feel sorry. Look at him.
That nigga got it.
That nigga got a Goma Pie haircut, don't he?
He looks like the sergeant in that show.
So Forrest Gump of monkeys.
I got what?
Monkey pox, chicken pox, turkey pox.
Did you see how shocked he looked? What, bitch?
Y'all fucking niggas with monkey pox?
Who cut that monkey hair like that?
Oh, man.
who's in contact with monkeys to get this shit is what I want to know.
Somebody stuck their dick in the monkey ass.
Them zookeepers be working for free. Oh my God.
That's gross. That's real gross.
All right, that's enough of that shit. They better make me throw up on myself. But I just thought that was very interesting. That fucks up your sugar daddy, your zaddy. Now you can't fuck your zaddy, you know.
What is a zaddy?
An old nigga that's still fuckable.
If you have monkeypox, don't come to the Pat Down Crackdown, please.
Please don't come, because we are already dealing with COVID. We can hear you bumped up and coughing. That is fucking disgusting. I just thought that was an interesting disease because it reminded me so much of cooking chicken. How these two can be they're so similar in, you know, looks. You know how when grease get on you real bad, you get burned and you swell up with pus?
No.
Yeah, I've never burned myself cooking chicken.
Use a deeper pot. Well, but I guess if you cook it over a roaring fire in the fireplace, things happen.
Yeah, fuck you.
Them chimney chickens give you monkey
pox. Revenge of the cuckoo.
Maybe. Somebody else just got their ticket.
Man, they are salty in that group every time someone got a ticket.
I'm tired of y'all posting y'all pictures. Don't be jealous. Yours might still be coming in the mail.
More is coming out, y'all. I swear more is coming out. I'm trying to do 100. I'm trying to plan a party. I'm trying to do all kind of shit, but it's
and,
coming.
And maybe everybody that goes can post, you know, pictures and video in the group just to kind of give people, you know, that didn't get to go, they can watch a little bit of what's going on.
I'm sure we'll live stream at some point just to say hey to everybody.
Yeah. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time. When I tell you I got the alcohol for your ass, I got the alcohol for your ass.
Don't put it up your ass. That's not how we're going to be doing the drink.
That'd be fun, though. Tampons and alcohol, shove them up your ass.
Just don't do it there. You're welcome to take your cup of drink home or pre-soak your tampon. I just ask you, don't get your asshole high at the party. Because the last thing I need is handcuffs on your booty hole. That's the last thing I said. And you're in Atlanta, so you might get handcuffs on your booty hole.
Reagan and I are driving down Tuesday. We'll be there Wednesday and Thursday. And I had to clear my Airbnb with Quisha. I was like, is this good? She goes, yeah, that looks good.
We somewhere, take Friday.
Somewhere right downtown.
Do we take Thursday or Friday?
Thursday.
Because it's a short week because of Monday. Is it Friday? I don't know.
Don't we take Friday? We take Friday. The schedule changed because it's a holiday today.
Oh, nobody told me. Well, that's
Jasmine said she told you. You didn't tell Chris the schedule change? You didn't tell him yet.
I already booked an Airbnb, Jasmine.
You told me you was going to tell him. She was sick, so she forgot to tell you. But yeah, we take Friday.
All right. Did you say
an extra day?
So we got a parenting thing with, you know, the baby daddy. So I'll see. We may be able to, but all of her family's out of town. So we had to leave. We were planning to leave like early Friday.
When the baby got to be back?
6 p.m. Friday is when we pick her up because she's with him this week or with him next week. I mean, so we'll see what we can figure out. What's the taping schedule? Like, does it start early and go late?
Yeah, we taping early because I got to fly straight out. I'm going to the BET Awards. I don't know if you know the show is in consideration to be nominated for an Emmy.
Oh,
it should be.
You know how they do. You know what is in consideration.
So how's that work? So like when we were in Hollywood and I was driving around, it's every billboard's like for your consideration. You know, moms with dads, you know, like all these different. So I saw that it's for your consideration. How does that work? Do people like vote on it?
Yeah, the people who's directors and stuff who's a part of that academy vote on it.
Okay.
I don't know if they gave us a 4-year consideration billboard. But, you know, we'll see. Hopefully, you know,
it should be at least nominated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be shocked. I would be shocked if we got nominated, you know, because, you know, we on BET Plus, we're a different type of sitcom, you know, we outside the sitcom parameters or whatever you want to call it. You know, we're not traditional. We talking like real people talking, you know. But you know, I don't really care about awards. I think we're the people's champ.
Yeah.
Because Emmy's not going to keep you on TV. People, we're going to keep us on TV.
Yeah.
So, you know, the awards will be more for Jordan. Because I personally call them dust collectors. And I've been to somebody's house who had an Emmy, and that bitch had turned blacker than you, Dion. Just like the little league trophy I threw out that Nakia used to get.
Okay. No, this changes. If you got an Emmy, you're forever an Emmy award winning, and your price goes up for everything. And
that'd be you get to start acting like Monique.
I don't want to act like Monique.
Tell me off air what that means.
Oh, she gave DL. She gave DL hell, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
You know, that whole people kept asking me about that whole situation with Monique and Dia. People handle stuff different ways, and I do go off, but I wouldn't, as somebody is, you know, I don't care how big I get, I don't like to drag shit out in public. You know what I'm saying? Everybody
she shouldn't have done that on stage. Like somebody. Yeah.
Some say she should, some say she should. I would personally never try to disrespect anybody anyway, but I'm definitely not going to go to online with it. Cause there's been many times I could have had a fight online. You know, I try really hard not to, especially with, you know, with your peers like that. I think the only fight I ever had was old girl who was fucking with me out of LA.
I remember that on Twitter.
Yeah. But I try really hard. Not to have public fights, and definitely not to talk about a man's service dog and him, his wife, and DL Stan. I would never. But you know, people do shit different ways. So, but no, Emmy would not have me acting like that. That's why I don't do celebrity parties. I just keep my same little friends. I don't need all that extra with your nose up in the air. Because first of all, it take a lot to keep your head up like this. I don't want all that. And, you know, I go to Walmart so I can
see. And keep your head up with a third grade wig on?
No. And it's easy for, I go to Walmart because I want to see people that look like me and they're shopping with no bra on.
Keep your forehead high.
It's pretty high today, too, Chris. You old bitch ass nigga. Fucking, I don't know what's wrong with this wig.
It's shedding.
It ain't shedding. Go back in the pot.
Somebody in the group boiled their wig and said it changed their life.
I'm telling y'all, it's awesome. Because you wash them and it really don't get out all the dirt. But if you boil that motherfucker like crock pot style, fantastic. So personally, no, I wouldn't do. I don't want to do all that shit Monique did. That's just not me.
Did you see what Monique did, Chris?
I know. I'm totally unaware of what you're talking about.
So Monique and DL had a show in Detroit at the Fox Theater, and Monique thought she was supposed to headline, and DL thought he was headlining. So Monique got there like 2 minutes before she was supposed to go on stage because her contract said she was the headliner, and his contract said he had the headliner. So when she went on stage, she basically told the audience that, you know, it was fucked up that he was headlining and she's supposed to be the headliner. And then she like dragged all this other shit. She started talking about how he was a coward.
He had to follow all of that?
Yes.
DL Hughley.
Yes. She went up on stage before he went up and just told the whole crowd all this. Have you not seen the video, Pat?
Yeah, but I thought she had closed the show with that bullshit.
Mm-mm. He went up after that.
And what did he say?
He said he addressed it quickly and then moved on and just did his set.
Oof.
That's why I thought it was so fucked up, because he had to go on after she did that. Like, this is one of those situations where, you know, if you got beef with the contract and who's headliner or whatever, you don't take that out on stage when the show's still going on.
On the other comic.
Yeah.
Same situation.
I thought that was real unprofessional of her. If she had beef with who was headlining, like, honestly, when you're at that level, it doesn't really fucking matter as long as you're getting paid what you're supposed to be getting paid. So, you know, I don't know why she would make that such a big deal. It was pretty ugly, to be honest with you. And then, because what had happened was that she had went on his radio show, and they did a "Would You Rather" question. His co-host asked Monique, "Would she rather have her husband have sex with Lee Daniels without a condom, or have sex with somebody else?" And like Monique took that as like an affront to her, and so like she was pissed off about that, and then. It was part of the reason why she went off on DL, is because she felt disrespected from that interview. But DL didn't ask the question. I'm sure he okayed the "Would you rather." So I understand why she was upset about by it. But again, I think that's just something you're supposed to handle in-house. And for her to go out on stage like that and then, you know, post all those Instagram messages and drag his daughter into it was really, really fucked up.
Yeah. When this happened?
This happened about 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
they just stopped talking about it last week. I was so happy they stopped. They was done talking about it. I mean, you know, people just handle shit different.
What's going on with you and Kelly Clarkson? Are you two becoming best friends? I saw you were on her show again.
I'll probably go in there a couple more times. I love Kelly Clarkson. You know, every time I go in there, I try to have something different to talk about, which I do. And we just have fun. I mean, it's a great place to promote and talk about the Miss Pat show. And you know, I don't even feel like I'm doing daytime. I just feel like I'm going to hang out with my friend Kelly Clarkson. She's such a nice person. And she cursed like me.
I've always loved her. Like, yeah, you can just tell, like, I've met enough celebrities with my different jobs to know, like, the public persona matches the person generally. Like, if you think they're a dickhead, they're a dickhead behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. But if they, like, just seem fun, she doesn't seem like she has any pretense. She's just, like, a regular person who's having fun doing her thing. And, like, it's good to hear that she is that way.
Oh, she was so fucking nice. And and every time I get, "Miss Pat, make sure you come back." And I'm like, well, damn, ain't nobody never invited me to daytime talk show like this. So I look forward to going to Kelly each and every time. I'm trying to get some light on me. Okay, I got some. So each and every time I look forward to going to Kelly.
Nice.
It's fun. I mean, I'll probably go again because the second season come out August the 11th, guys. August the 11th. So it's going to be fun. I'm still taping. I got 3 more episodes and we're out of there. I can't wait.
It's been a really fun season.
The audiences always look crazy. Whenever I see Keisha or somebody will post, the audiences seem like they're having the best time of their life.
So I have these Miss Pat praise dancers. They come every week. And when I tell you they step in the name of love, baby, they step in the name of love. They love. We have a good time at that show. I know when we wrap up, I'm like, oh, but I need a break. I want a tour. I want to do some other things. I'm working on some other things. I got some big announcements getting ready to come out. So, you know, I'm going to miss it. You know, hopefully we'll be back.
I think this may be video of one of the crowds that Keisha posted. Let's see here.
The Miss Pat Show every Friday. So don't miss this opportunity to be a part of our live studio audience.
Y'all do all this shit at home because they had the pictures free, baby. You didn't have to buy no section of money. Back in the bottle with no section, Jesus. Hey, hey.
That's one of the praise dancers. Baby, she throw that thing every week.
We are still filming the Mispatch show.
So that's over on Quisha's Instagram if you want to check that out.
Oh, boy.
@DamnQuisha.
Oh, they throw it every week. I mean,
there's an Asian guy that comes every week and he has. That motherfucker be turning up with his little fan. He got this little flamboyant red fan. He be whipping it out and just.
like if he was a fencer or like he was one of them sword people, he'd be tearing that crowd ass up with that fan.
So funny.
He is. Oh, we have so much fucking fun. And then the host, the regular host is Miss Sophia. Oh my God, that bitch.
Miss Sophia and Miss Pat be going at it on set, boy.
I told that bitch one day, it's a big old man in the dress, right? I said, bitch, you look like King Kong. She said, yeah, you look like the bitch he kidnapped. Nah, bitch, you look like the building. That's who I'm for. Oh, holler. When that motherfucker told me I look like the bitch he kidnapped. And sometimes I can't get that motherfucker.
So funny.
We have such a fucking good time. She be back this week, too, and it's going to be off the goddamn chain. It's going to be up. We have so much fun. So much fun. So much fun.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, if y'all get a chance, I have 3 more episodes to go. Come and watch the Mispatch show take live. You ain't had no experience, so you had that experience. There was a lady that came there, and we canceled from Vegas. I've really been looking for you. I put out a message to tell you to hit me up in my inbox. You brought your mama and you wanted me to sign your book, but I wasn't able to catch you before you left town. You know who you are. So please email me again. I don't know her name. Please email me again. But yeah, we had such a good time. We had every week we have a good time. We come to throw it up, baby. They throw it up, and y'all
they be turning up her praise dancers. There's this one old black dude. He be dancing on all the women.
I think I saw a video of him because what I showed you is not the video that I saw. It was like from behind, and it was like an older, heavy set guy just going at it.
Yeah, he be throwing his ass in a circle,
doing this Big Bang Theory.
Oh yeah, they be up there, they be rocking that damn low. And then we only can get like 100 people in. And it'd be packed every week.
Is it mostly local people?
People been flying in.
Wow.
The lady who I'm trying to find, she flew in, but we canceled the show. So people actually be flying in. Yes, they be flying in from California. I've had people from everywhere flying to this show. Can you ask Erica to see those videos, Jasmine? Yeah. So that's what we wanted. We wanted to give that experience for people to come to Atlanta to have that experience to fly, you know, to fly in, to come see it.
Yeah.
So, and we also having a, I don't know if anybody can get in yet, but we having a, I'm going to be at Essence, guys. So stay tuned if you're in New Orleans area or if you're going to be at Essence. We're going to do a viewing of the Mispatch show, the second season. Debbie Allen will be on the panel with me, along with Jordan Cooper, the creator, and Terrell. We're all going to be on a panel discussing the second season of the Mispatch show. So if y'all get a chance, make sure y'all, you know, stay tuned. If you're in that area that time, July 2nd, please come see us. We'll be at the Essence Festival.
Sweet.
And I'm a big part of the BT Awards on Sunday. So it's live. So make sure y'all watch it. Yeah. So I'm a little.
Where are they shooting that at? New York?
LA. We're shooting that in LA. Yeah. And then if you're in Montreal, I'll be doing a panel and a showing of the Mispatch show there also.
Just for laughs?
Just for laughs. Yeah. Nice. So we're going to try to make that a big deal. And people come watch the second season of the Mispatch show there. So, you know, we should have a good time. So the tickets are going to go on sale tomorrow for the live podcast. AtlantaComedyTheater.com is only 200 seats. So go and get your tickets because, you know, you already got 400 crack babies in town. So, you know, if everybody can't get in the party, at least you can come to the live taping of the Pat Down in the first annual fan appreciation party.
Do you want to do this again?
What?
The party. You said first annual.
We'll see how the first one goes.
I don't know. They're not cheap. I would love to. I mean, I got to see how this one go. I thought about it, like changing the theme every year, you know, changing the theme every year and, you know, stuff like that. So you just don't know.
Yeah. I mean, financially, if you charge tickets to it, then it'd probably make it a lot easier because you could, you know, but I would imagine doing it the way you're doing it every year, that would be hard.
Yeah. I mean, I want to kick it off with give them something first. I mean, and, you know, that's why the podcast, the live podcast isn't free either. So, you know, we'll see, but it was my deal. I wanted to give back and they don't have to come to the podcast, you know, the live podcast, but I just wanted to give back. So to show my appreciation and it's okay. I mean, it'll probably cost me what a small wedding would cost.
A small wig?
Wedding.
Wedding. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
the problem. Poor Nakia ain't never gonna get married. I mean, Ma, pay for my wedding. Sorry, I got a crackdown party to get to.
Was this in your act or was this just when you were on the phone one time? You're like, what if somebody got married at Walmart?
That's in my egg, man. Yeah. Okay, right. No, no. He actually told me his girlfriend didn't want to walk down the aisle. She didn't want to go to the courthouse. She wanted to go to the walk down the aisle. And I said, you better take that bitch to Walmart. They got a bunch of aisles. So,
and they're all open.
Hey, they're never closed, according to Walmart. So I just turned it into a fucking bit. Yeah. So, but we're going to have a good time. You know, we're going to have a good time. I'm working on a hotel package. So everybody can be together and safe. So I do have transportation. You know, if you want to get there early, you can jump your Uber. It's not that far from the venue. But for people, I don't want you to drive. I have transportation to take you back over to your hotel. So I'm going to try. I'm working on deals now with a couple hotels in the area that's close in the downtown area, which is, you know, not bad.
Sweet.
We're going to have a good time.
It sounds like it's going to be a hell of a time.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a good time. And, you know, if you're smart, you're going to get some Airbnbs. Actually, I got a friend here with some Airbnbs.
I may need one this Friday night.
I do. I have a friend with some Airbnbs. I need to call him. He got quite a few of them.
Sounds like a plan.
Yep.
I just thought about that. Stay tuned, y'all. Stay tuned and see what happens. A lot of shit going to happen. I can't wait to share all the news I'm working on with y'all. I got a big article coming now. Keep your fingers crossed.
Okay.
And make sure y'all pay attention to the Miss Pat Project. Shit is moving along. My concrete is getting ready to go down on one side of the house. I am so fucking excited. Look at there. Look at there. Look at there. Is it moving? Look, Chris, bitch.
I'm trying to find the name of the... Oh, wow. Is that you driving it?
No.
Did you drive it? Did you get behind there?
No. It's getting ready to get formed for concrete.
Can you raise it up just a little bit more?
Oh, I want to show you the one with the rocks down. Is this the one with the rocks down? Yes, that's it.
Oh, wow. Goodness
gracious, they tore that completely down.
Yeah, there's like...
They tore the house completely down.
Holy cow.
And I'm not going to lie, y'all. I was kind of scared. Because, you know, I do little DIYs and me and my husband get together. But to tear a whole motherfucking house down that you still paying a monthly mortgage on. And you go over there. And you know, I hope these people don't never come out here and realize this house ain't no more. So it's really kind of fucking scary.
The Miss Pat Project Instagram.
Yeah, the Moosebag Project Instagram. So it's really kind of scary to, you know, to tear a whole house down. And then you look at these architecture plans. All I want to see is the house go back up so I can feel like, whew.
No. There's many problems between there and now.
Yeah, because I mean, we ran into some footing problems, and you know, everything got to be inspected. And then now the concrete getting ready to go down. The plumbing for one side of the house, because it's a house and a guest house, and so and it's so big, so they doing it in sections. They do the guest house, and then they form the wall for the courtyard, and then they do the main house, and then they form the wall for the courtyard, and then they're gonna lay the concrete for the other side. Then they got to do all the driveway in the front.
When are they doing Section 8?
Section 8, you got Section 8?
No, it was a stupid joke. You said they doing it in sections. Let me know when they do Section 8.
Oh,
sounds like a joke I would make.
I'm never gonna change Section 8. So it's kind of, you know, I saved the money for it. It took me a year and a half because I didn't know where I was gonna build a house at. So I just started saving money, and I knew what I wanted, but I didn't want that kind of mortgage. Cause I've seen people buy $900,000. I've seen people buy a expensive house and have ridiculous mortgages. And you're never gonna get me to pay $10,000 a month. I just cannot do it, nigga.
That means
I
gotta work
every day.
No wonder Mike Tyson went broke.
I know some people that a mortgage is $55,000 a month.
Crazy. What would you even do with that space? Just stop it.
That's where you hide all your cocaine, because that's what you're going to need to sell to pay for this.
This is a tiger's room.
$55,000 a month?
Yes. So
you bought the house. You're paying the mortgage on the old house. You're still paying that mortgage, but then you're paying a separate pool of money to build the house. Yes. Is that? Okay.
Because I didn't want.
So what did you use the money from the house you sold in India?
I put it in the bank. It was my husband. That was his money. It was his house. Oh. So he retired. So I'm like, you just keep that. So I just kept the money. I started saving about a year ago. And I said, I'm just going to buy this house cash. And then I kept everything I looked at in that price range. If I financed, it was going to be like 10 grand a month. I was like, I'm never going to pay $10,000 a month. And then on that type of house, the kitchens were small. And I'm like, I don't want this. I don't want to go into a house that costs that much and tear that motherfucker apart, because that's what I would have did.
Yeah.
I would have told that motherfucker, and I didn't want to live up on the construction. So I was just saying, oh, Lord, and then Garrett wanted to live way out from the city. Let me find some land. And I ended up finding some land. And I said, oh, an old raggedy shack. Nobody wanted. It wasn't an old raggedy shack. It was just an older home that was outdated. They had massive beehives in it. And little small alligators in them. I call them a little bit of alligators. What are they called? Iguanas. They had a whole nest of them bitches running around now. Them motherfuckers had a whole nest of iguanas. I'm like, oh man, how did y'all not get eat up around this motherfucker? Spiders, snakes. So when I tore the house down, I had to get rid of a whole bunch of creatures that had been living there for free too. So I mean, I wasn't going to live in it. It was outdated like a motherfucker. And he swore it was the best thing popping. I did keep the kitchen cabinets because they were custom kitchen cabinets. So I kept those.
That's what, Garrett said when like Plainfield, it's kind of slow. Atlanta, there's just too much. So it's interesting to hear you wanted kind of more of a quiet area.
Very quiet little street. I mean, I like living, I like the little street. The neighbors, they all run out. You know, I told y'all last time I had to bring to them that I wasn't Oprah Sisters, but it's a quiet, and you know, I'm the last person on the end of the street, and you know, I think we'll be okay. And it's enough land to do what I want, you know. So it's massive. And it doesn't cost me $20,000 a month. Now, of course my taxes are gonna go up, of course, but I'd rather have my taxes go up than have that plus a $20,000 mortgage, a $30,000 mortgage. I can't live outside my means like that, because I'm 50. In 30 years for a house to be paid off, I will be 70. I'm 80. I'm adding wrong. Damn. I'll be 80. So, no. So, whatever years I got left, I want to enjoy.
And she's the most famous comedian in the world 10 years from now, Dion. I'm going to play this back for her in her $20 million mansion overlooking the Pacific Ocean.
She'll never leave Atlanta. She's back home.
Yeah, that's my spot. I'm never leaving Atlanta. I mean, you know what? I was telling somebody the other day, I said, I don't need all that. All I need is family. You know, you see so many people running around here with money up to their ear and, you know, doing all that stupid shit. I don't need all of that. I really don't. All I need is family, a good little cookout, laid back. I don't fuck all that. That's why I'm going to celebrity parties.
Yeah.
I get invited all the time now. Nah, I don't got time for y'all. You know, I need to sit on the back porch with a nigga know who know how to talk shit, who know how to drink a beer, who know how to enjoy life. That's what I want. I don't got time to be, oh my God, I have on $1,000 shoes. I can't step on your grass. Bitch, get the fuck out of my yard. So I don't need all that. I just want people who talk regular, who got real people problems. Those are the most interesting people to me. I don't want to hear no nigga that ain't got no goddamn problem. The problem you got is you can't keep your husband dick in his pants. I don't hear that.
The climate is warming. Gosh. Okay. The climate is warming. We get it, but I got to pay my rent.
Yeah, I just like regular people, and that's who I hang around. So, but no, I mean, if I'm one of the most famous comedians, I probably won't move.
Yeah, I just have to put a gate around your house.
It's going to be one around it anyway. It's going to be one around there anyway.
You hear that, neighbors?
Wild Bill.
Yeah, so, you know, everybody's about 80 years old. I can wake up one day, everybody on the street dead. Because of
me. I hope that doesn't happen.
Just because the wind blew wrong.
It fucking stormed down here Friday. That shit was insane. Did you get caught in that?
No, I didn't.
When I left the set, man, it was pouring so bad. Like there, people were hydroplaning. That shit was insane. It poured for like an hour straight. It normally takes me 30 minutes to get home. It took me an hour and 15 minutes just to get home because it was raining so bad. And then the next day it was like nothing ever happened.
It's crazy when you see people on here talking about they're a God-fearing man and you know that they beat your cousin.
What?
I just
Happy
see,
Father's Day.
I just saw my cousin boyfriend on here talking about, I'm a God-fearing man. He been beating her for the last 20 years.
Jeez.
I said, yeah, that nigga fear God because them ass whooping kept coming. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You a God-fearing man. That bitch ain't got no teeth now because she'll knock them all out. It's so crazy, and I'm not lying. You see this right here? You see this picture here?
Yeah, of you and
No. You see Curtis Snelling and Curtis Walker Williams?
Yeah.
Both of them my brother. He got two names. he got a fake name and a real name. And so he on Facebook as both of them.
Why does he have two accounts?
I don't know.
I'm like, same reason they have burner Twitters.
What's a burner Twitter?
A Twitter account where you pretend to be somebody else so you can talk shit to people. Kevin Durant used to have a bunch of them.
Oh, really?
He got caught.
That's my brother.
Oh, cute.
How old is that picture?
About as old as his look. That's him. He's biracial.
That's not the one with the ankle.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but it's more like me than you. What? Okay.
Hey, girlfriend, his wife sounds like a cork up tractor. She's like, yeah, brother, I had a stroke. Bitch, you got one more time. Call me and tell my brother had a goddamn stroke. Yeah.
Did you do anything for Garrett on Father's Day?
Yeah, he barbecued for himself.
That's the perfect gift. Everybody leave me the fuck alone. Just me
I just said, did you do anything? She said, yeah, he barbecued by himself.
He barbecued for the whole family. No, I didn't do anything for him. He didn't want all of that. Ooh, look at there. Oh, my God. This is one of my favorite crack babies.
That was the hair guy?
Oh, I love you, James. Youngin, Younan. How you pronounce that?
Younan.
Younan. James Younan. Why he got so many tickets? He said, I'm going up yonder. You know they gonna come turn that motherfucker out, don't you?
Have you picked your outfit yet?
No, I'm getting it together now. I wasn't gonna do anything. I'm thinking about giving a prize for the best dress.
So is this like, should people dress like it's the prom?
People should do whatever.
It's a 90s party.
Yeah.
90s prom?
It's a 90s party, so you can do as you if you want to.
I'm going to wear a Top Gun mustache. Shirtless with my beach volleyball.
What plane is your ass getting into?
Oh, look at them just posting their crack babies. Did y'all like the invitations?
They look so cool. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you haven't seen them, they're like an old boombox.
This
yeah.
just came in. Monique public apologized to dear Hughley, wife and children.
Ooh. Yeah, because her fans was giving her hell when she brought it up his daughter's sexual assault or whatever.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, she was 13.
Wow. That's a monstrous thing to do.
Yeah. DL flamed her for it. She was wrong. She was all the way wrong. If you had a problem with the contract, you handle that outside of the show. You don't, you know, she didn't have to let people know all that stuff.
I mean, you guys know better than me, but comedians seem to like bond together when they're dealing with somebody that doesn't pay them or a club owner that sucks, or why go after the other comedian?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I just don't think, you know, we ain't even gonna talk about Monique, but I'm glad she apologized. That's I'm glad I have an agent. So I can go to them and say, you know that mother hucker, I can cuss them out for 30 minutes, calm down, and it's over. That's what you have to do sometime. That's what you have to do. So let's wrap this up. But don't forget, you guys, I'm working on transportation, and this week we're going to work on getting a hotel discount for at least 30 rooms. Okay.
So y'all gonna be sharing.
Well, a lot of y'all can bunk up in the Airbnb together too. You know, we can start organizing that. All women. I ain't put no women and no men together now. You know, but you might want to rent Airbnb yourself that night. But
show up and Ashley's the house leader.
How was y'all late to the party?
Shut the fuck up.
Sorry, I just got attacked by a lesbian pit bull.
Shut the fuck up. I love you guys.
When he said you can't use your daughter as a lesbian pit bull is one of the greatest lines in the show.
Who said it?
Roy Wood Jr. When you said, I'll stick my daughter on her, she'll eat him. Like,
oh God. We got some big actions coming this week too. If we get one of them, if everything go through, I'm gonna let y'all know. I'm gonna try to get a podcast with them.
Okay.
I'm actually gonna put my podcast stuff in the car and see if I can do it from the set.
Sweet.
All right. I love you guys.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of the Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.